Telegraph and The Spectator, who's written an article, a headline today, 95% of intelligent people know the IPCC report is utter drivel. James, shall we start with you? Why is this new report utter drivel?
Well, what I'm loving about the new report is the yawning gap between the way it's being spun by the apparatchiks of the IPCC and what the report actually says. This is the fifth IPCC report. The IPCC was created 25 years ago, and all the previous reports have been telling us that that man-made carbon dioxide has been sending global temperatures to catastrophic and unprecedented levels of global warming. This document, the latest one, they've finally been forced to admit that the increase in global temperature is nowhere even close to being what they predict it would be. And the problem with this is basically the computer models. All the scaremongering you've heard is based on the idea that these computer models have been programmed to predict the future. But the future that the computer models predicted is not the one that's actually observable
in the
real world.
Those computer models gave a whole range of likely events, and our current temperatures are below the bottom of that range.
Below even the lowest estimate. That's the thing. This is what's so embarrassing for them. And of course, if we can't trust the computer models, then how can we trust any of the other claims they've been making about these drastic, expensive measures we need to take to stop what seems to be a non-existent problem?
Tom Burke says, a former government advisor on the environment, I'm not claiming to be a scientist or an expert in this area at all, but I am troubled, just as an interested individual, by the fact that we were told that we were going to see, as James says, these catastrophic increases in temperature, and we were told that there might be a little bit of a pause here and there, and it would vary a bit, but there would certainly not be a pause longer than 5 years, 7 years, 8 years, and now there's been a pause.
Can I finish my question,
and then you can answer it. Yeah, that's how it works. Okay. So if we've now seen a pause in global temperatures rising in the last 15 years, how do we explain that, given all the previous reports, as James Denningpole points out?
Well, first of all, James Denningpole is just telling you a completely nonsensical version. None of those things that he says have been claimed by the IPCC have been claimed by the IPCC. So I don't know where, other than perhaps in the Daily Telegraph, he gets that rubbish from. But the IPCC has never said anything about it's going to be catastrophic and all of the things that James just said. What it has said is that human beings are causing the climate to change. And it is now confirmed what it said over the four previous reports, that change is caused by human beings and is causing the planet to warm. And what it has done with its computer models is give us a range of the likely temperature rises depending on how much carbon emissions we go on putting into the environment. And all of that has been very measured and not at all hyperbolic, contains us taking a position nobody holds. And the fact of the matter is that PricewaterhouseCoopers, one of the world's top consultancies, has just written to all its business clients saying climate change, as described in the IPCC, is something that could threaten not just business's ability to cope, but actually business's existence at all. The people who run $3 trillion worth of investment have written to all the major companies saying climate change is a serious and urgent problem. Now, what James is saying is they've all been taken in by a hoax and you should believe him. I think if you do that, you're crazy.
OK, James Denningpole?
I think it's probably more than just James Denningpole who's a bit suspicious about the IPCC's previous predictions. I'm sure that includes the majority of your listeners, as we discovered last time. But most people recognise now that they've been, their children have been brainwashed. We've got all these organisations like PricewaterhouseCoopers, like all the many institutions that Tom Burke has earned a nice cozy living from. They've all been talking up this alleged threat because there is so much money to be made out of it. You think of, for example, of all the renewable energy companies, which are getting massive subsidies to build wind farms and solar farms, not because it's an efficient form of energy production, but because we are told that there is this great carbon dioxide threat, which is driving up climate change, or so the IPCC tells us, and therefore we must decarbonize the economy. I mean, in 2008, the British government became the only government in the world to pass a Climate Change Act. The 2008 Climate Change Act is going to cost Britain, the British taxpayer rather, £18 billion a year, every year, to decarbonise the UK economy. Now, think for a moment what it means if it turns out, as the new report suggests, that carbon dioxide is not the main driver, or not even a significant driver, of climate change. Suddenly, what you realise is that all these billions of pounds we're spending, all these taxes and regulations which are being introduced in the name of combating climate change, are a complete and utter waste of money, which is bad news for Tom, because he's done very nicely out of this business.
OK, Tom, Well,
James just said something that's just completely untrue. There is nothing anywhere anybody says, not even other climate sceptics, that climate change isn't being caused by carbon dioxide. I just think that that's weird that James should be saying that.
I don't think that is quite what he said, but
it's exactly what he said. And by the way, you know, it's kind of entertaining to have a journalist who earns his living by writing, as James does.
Okay, can I stop this? Chaps, do you know what? I can't tell you how little I and the listeners are interested in you two taking spots of each other over how you earn your money. I want to talk about the actual report. Tom, I don't claim to have any expertise in this area at all. Can you explain to me why, when I read articles, and I'm not talking about the Daily Mail or the Daily Telegraph, I mean, you know, in learned journals, when I see articles that say that global surface temperatures haven't increased for the last 15 years, despite the fact we've got this massive industrialisation process going on in many emerging countries and in India, in China, we've got more people on the planet than ever before, more cars on the planet, more industry on the planet. It does not make, I mean, can you explain to me how it is possible that there can be a 15-year lull in global surface temperatures going up, and possibly who knows how long that might go on for, when we've got more and more people on the planet and more causes of pollution and more CO2? How can you help explain to me why more people, more industry, more that has not caused global temperatures to rise if we are responsible for that?
Because two things are happening. One, there's a lag between the activity that generates CO2 and the way that expresses itself in an increase in temperature, not in an increase in concentration, by the way. The increase in concentrations continue to go up at 2.2 parts per million a year. So nothing has changed about the increase in concentration, but it does take time for that to change into temperature. The pause is inside the boundaries of natural variability, which, by the way, is what some people think is what we're experiencing. It is natural variability. But all of the last three decades, each decade has been hotter than the previous decade. So when you have a trend line, an average that goes up, it doesn't go up in a smooth curve. It goes up with dips and troughs. This is a bit like saying worrying about the pause is a bit like worrying about Mo Farah slowing down for a couple of laps in a 10,000-meter race.
But no, but the thing is, if increases in CO2, again, excuse my ignorance, but if increases in CO2 are the cause of global warming, and if CO2 keeps going up, and it's going up more and more and more because there are more people on the planet, more industry, more development, more factories in China, yada, 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 I can see no reason for a lag or a pause to ever be explained by the computer models that the IPCC and others are using.
But that's because you're not taking into account all the other factors that the computer models do take into account in judging how CO2 in a very complex system affects temperature. So you're not aware of or thinking about all of those other factors. The people who do the peer-reviewed science are taking all those other factors into account. So, as I say, you don't get a simple equation that says more CO2 equals more temperature right now.
That's weird, because that was what from my reading, what we're constantly being told. James Denningpole, back to you. If it is the case that humans are responsible for more than half of global warming, is that an argument that we really should be taking this seriously? Better be safe than sorry.
Well, I think the 0.8 degrees centigrade rise that we've experienced in the last 150 years isn't exactly much to write home about. It isn't exactly a rise worth destroying the global economy with green taxes and regulations, driving people into fuel poverty, carpeting the countryside with wind farms. All the damage we're doing in the name of this really quite small increase in global temperatures, which shows no sign of doing anything dangerous or scary. I think we need to have a pause, a bit like the pause in global warming, and ask ourselves, hang on a second, aren't we wasting money that might be better spent on real problems like overfishing, like the depletion of water around the world, giving people clean water? Things, there are real environmental problems in the world, and they're not being addressed because of this massive distraction of this great big global warming scam.
OK, I'm going to have to leave it there, chaps. The time is against us. James Denning, poll columnist for The Telegraph and The Spectator. Tom Burke, environmentalist and former government advisor on the environment. I don't think those two are going to be going out for tea later. I'm going out on a limb there. I want to hear from you. Do you think humans are largely to blame for global warming? Are you also, like me, confused that, well, if we are, then how come the global...